Hello, you've reached Mr. Mocha. We're on in 5. Well, all right then. I'll collect my thoughts, pour my drink, and we'll make some magic happen. Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our extremely busy lives to get a drink and reflect on both the world around us and ourselves. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is some green tea with some black forest honey. Not too caffeinated, mind you, but I did read that green tea is a good way of cleansing the body and cleansing the mind. A fitting choice of beverage for tonight's topic. Before I go on, actually, I would like to announce that we finally have an Instagram account. The username is MochaTimeShow, no spaces, but I will add it to the description of this episode. Just a bit of a shameless self-plug there, but there we go. But how are you, ladies and gents? I hope you've had a good week. For me, this week's been less busy than last, but things are relatively manageable. We've talked about this many times, that managing sometimes is just ensuring that your well-being isn't being compromised by your schedule. To love yourself is to make time for yourself. And whilst this podcast is a chance for me to express my thoughts and share some moments of wisdom with those of you who tune in on a regular basis, hopefully this episode will be your break. And if it's not your break, then I hope it will prompt you to take that well-deserved break of yours so that you can indeed take care of yourself. So today marks the 1st of March, and in all honesty, I wasn't too sure what this month's theme would be, purely because I wasn't too much aware of what happened in March. I did a bit of research, and a few things came up. Well, Dr. Seuss's birthday is on March the 2nd. It's also Read Across America Day, which, whilst I'm an advocate for education, I'm not too sure I could have an entire theme based on the importance of education. Easter is in March or April, so we were getting somewhat closer to an appropriate theme. And finally, I found that spring begins officially on March 20th to March 21st. Now, I suppose that given spring starts in March, it would be fitting to make this month's theme about spring. What spring involves. What does it involve? New beginnings? Rebirth? Spring cleaning, perhaps? Well, it's the last thing that I'd like to focus on this month, ladies and gentlemen. And given that last week we were talking about relationships with others and how to make relationships healthy, it makes perfect sense that this month we continue with that focus. When we look at relationships with others, society, and most importantly, our relationships with ourselves. So without further ado, let's move on to today's topic. The theme for this month is spring. And our topic for today is spring cleaning. How do I spring clean myself? And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. So, spring cleaning. Spring cleaning is the practice of thoroughly cleaning a house in the springtime. But the term can also be used metaphorically for any kind of heavy-duty cleaning or organizing enterprise. A person who gets their affairs in order before an audit or an inspection could be said to be doing some spring cleaning. I'd like to focus on the latter statement. As a person who gets their affairs in order before an audit or an inspection could be doing some spring cleaning. Because I feel from time to time, we as a collective decide that we need to make changes in our lives. But why is that? Seldom is it the case that it's a consequence of others inspecting us. More often than not, I find that it's because we inspect ourselves. Now in life, there will be times in which we look at ourselves in the mirror and we pose certain questions. Questions such as these may include, who are you? What are you doing? Are you happy with the way you live life? And sometimes these questions can be brought on by someone else posing them. Sometimes they may come about because of a change in circumstance. Sometimes they will just cross our minds because we're curious. We constantly self-evaluate. And so It's important that we're able to ask ourselves these questions. So, I'm going to ask you these questions right now. You might want to take a moment to ponder on them while I ask them before you continue to listen to this episode. Who are you? What are you doing? Are you happy with the way that you live life? Now, your answers make a difference, and I think the majority of people will answer these questions on polar ends of a spectrum of criticalness, if I had to give that spectrum a name. On one end of the spectrum, people will be very harsh on themselves, regarding their self-evaluation, that is. If there has been one instance of failure or shortcoming as of late, they will berate themselves, focus on the negatives, and use those negatives to perpetuate this narrative of them not being good enough to achieve what they desire, which in turn puts them into this cycle of pushing themselves to be more than they already are. Not out of love, mind you, but out of criticalness. They then miss their goals, almost in an unintentional self-sabotaging manner, which then leads them back to perpetuating this narrative of them not being good enough, and this vicious cycle continues. On the other hand of the spectrum, people are very lenient with themselves regarding their self-evaluation. They may have made critical mistakes before, mistakes which are repetitive and would require some form of self-reflection. But on the grounds that they are human, they shrug off these mistakes and rationalize that things will be okay no matter what. And to this end, another cycle is created, one in which they make a mistake, which demonstrates a repeated behavior, but then they rationalize it as them being imperfect and therefore it doesn't require action. The lack of action then leads to a repeated mistake again, which again propagates this cycle. The problem in both of these instances is that there is no midpoint. Audits, inspections by nature are objective. They involve looking at what's being done and comparing that to a set of standards. Or you could say we compare what is being done to what is not being done. Inspections don't have room traditionally for feelings or emotions, generally things which are intangible. And it may very well be, ladies and gentlemen, that it is us trying to apply this very mechanistic approach to our own lives, which gives rise to the severe imbalance of self-judgment and self-evaluation. As human beings, it is in our nature to feel and to connect. It is impossible to use a self-evaluative tool that is purely objective, that disregards how we feel. Doing so may be the reason why we are too harsh on ourselves or we are too lenient with ourselves. We may have to be able to find a midpoint. Because when we're spring cleaning, we don't see one speck of dust and rationalize that this means the entire house has to be turned upside down and throw out furniture in the process to make it clean. Similarly, we do not ignore places of obvious mess. We take necessary steps to clean them. Now, for those of you who are too harsh on themselves, who look at one mistake and rationalize that they are not good enough, I want you to stop and think for a moment about the conclusion that you have made. Firstly, the mistake that you're referring to, what was the actual mistake or shortcoming? Was it in your control or was it not? Were there circumstances around the event which you couldn't control, which then led to that mishap? It is important that when we self-audit, we are able to take events in context, because then we are able to rationalize why things happened, and then put measures in place to ensure they do not happen again, or at the very least, they happen less frequently. For example, if you worked at a restaurant and a fridge stopped operating, you wouldn't immediately throw out the fridge without asking yourself a few questions. Has the fridge been turned off from the mains? If so, perhaps we need to train employees on not turning off the fridge from the mains. Is it the case that there's a fault in the fridge, in which case we need to send the fridge to be serviced? Jumping to conclusions, unnecessarily, based on a superficial assessment, does not help. If anything, it gives us a false perception of reality, which hinders our growth as people. For those of you who are too lenient with themselves, I want you to stop and think about the conclusion you've reached. Are you afraid of being too critical with yourself? Do you feel as though, whilst you're aware that you've made mistakes, you're in a place of comfort that you don't necessarily want to move away from? In which case, I can understand. We find comfort in certainty, and we find comfort in routines or cycles. But we need to remind ourselves that not all cycles are beneficial to our growth, and sometimes may hinder our growth. By being able to identify mistakes or issues, again in a constructive manner, as I mentioned before, we are able to identify areas in which we can improve and then direct our energy to that improvement and to that growth. There is great strength in being able to look at yourself in the mirror and say honestly what you can work on. Demonstrate that strength. Show it and actively look at yourself. And if you don't currently possess that strength, work on attaining it. Spring cleaning, in of itself, requires us to look at ourselves and think about what habits we have that help us and which habits that hinder us. And that can be scary, because as I've mentioned in previous episodes, self-reflection can be scary. But it's only upon self-reflection that we're able to identify areas which we can work on. We shouldn't use chances for us to spring clean ourselves as reasons to attack ourselves unnecessarily. They are opportunities for us to cherish our successes and love ourselves enough to accept our shortcomings in the hopes that we may better ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists whom without, I wouldn't have been able to produce this episode. You can find their details in the description of this episode, as per usual. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme, Spring. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you.